Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, testing. It's happened to me before, guys. And we're going to have to do something about this. But this system tells me everything's fine. My mic's working. My earphones are working. The system is ticking away like I'm on the air. And that's so frustrating because I don't know where it went out at, as a matter of fact. But this stimulus check, guys, number one, is the anti-people say that the people who are against the stimulus check say that it's going to make people lazy. They're not going to want to go to work. Well, all that does is says that the premise of corporations and business in this country is that they want a workforce desperate for work. That's what they're scared of. They prefer to have you desperate for a job so that you can take any job, any conditions, any work, any poor working conditions, any long hours, poor pay, a pension that disappears as soon as you get ready to collect it kind of thing. They want you to take that job no matter what. And you won't take that job no matter what if you got an alternative. And that's what scares corporations, because other than that, they'd have to advertise. They'd have to incentivize. They'd have to tell you how many benefits they're going to have, profit sharing, medical care, pregnancy leave, child care. They're going to try to get you in there. They're going to work to get you hired. But they don't have to do that if you're desperate for work. So they prefer to have a workforce that needs those jobs at these factories, at Amazon, and all these places. They need you to be desperate for work so you can take what you get, what they're willing to give you. And if you got a stimulus check or other means of income, you might have an alternative. You might be able to pick and choose where you work, how many hours you work, et cetera, et cetera. But you ain't supposed to have that choice. It's better for them if you don't have that choice. It's better for them if you have to, if you believe you have to take that job, work those hours, take that little pay that you get. And so they don't want you to have alternatives. It doesn't benefit them for you to be able to pick and choose. It benefits them for you to be desperate for work. And so they don't like the idea of you getting a stimulus check. They say you might not. Well, who does it hurt if you don't go to work tomorrow? Me? Who gets hurt if you don't go to work tomorrow? Who gets hurt if you cut your hours back? Who gets hurt if you leave that job for a better one? Nobody but the corporation has to deal with that. And so that's who's pushing the narrative, you won't work unless you're desperate for work. If you start giving people stimulus, they might have choices. And that could be a problem. On the other hand, they say inflation is going to come. You're printing this fiat currency. Biden has a $1 trillion program, $3 trillion program, infrastructure program. He's going to have to print new money. And when you put new money into the market, like I said, in a capitalist society, abundance means it costs less. Scarcity means it costs more. So the more money there is in the market in circulation, the weaker the dollar becomes. And all of a sudden, prices start to go up because the wealthy can't continue to live in the way they've become accustomed. And so prices start to go up so that they can keep up their lifestyle. And so that $2 loaf of bread is going to be $3. That $3 gallon of gasoline is going to be $4, maybe $5. So they're warning you that inflation, prices are going to blow up like a balloon. They're warning you that inflation is going to come to this country and take it down. It's going to destroy this economy because the government is going to print more money. It's not backed by anything, fiat money, paper. And the more money in circulation, the less the money is worth, the less you can buy with it. on that argument, guys, they're right. They're right because their assumption is what is historically true is the billionaires in this country refuse to pay taxes. How about that? And if billionaires, you know how much taxes you have to pay. You know what percentage of your income goes to taxes. Well, if a percentage of the billionaires' income went to taxes, we wouldn't have to print another dime. Because the infrastructure bill and this trillions of dollars is coming from government money that the government ain't got. Why come? Because when they looked in the government coffers, there's not enough money there. The taxes you pay ain't going to build new roads and infrastructure. And so where is that money going to come from? Well, if the billionaires pay taxes, the percentage of their billions in taxes, number one, it won't hurt them. And number two, the government wouldn't have to go to the printing press. We'd have the money to pay for the infrastructure. The tax money would be there. But you let billionaires and millionaires get away without paying taxes. Everybody probably saw the news where it leaked on how much money Elon Musk and these guys, Amazon guy, all these guys were paying in taxes, like zero. Warren Buffett said, it's a shame. I pay less taxes than my secretary. And I make twice as much money, three times as much money as she makes. I'm a millionaire. My secretary pays more taxes than me. Warren Buffett, Hathaway Trust, Berkshire Hathaway Trust, hedge fund, whatever that is. And so if everybody paid their taxes, brother, there'd be enough money in the coffers that we wouldn't have to print new money. But everybody knows that Biden, the Democrats, or none of them, are going to turn to the wealthy and say, you got to pay your share. All them offshore accounts you got where you hide money in other countries, in Caribbean banks, and Swiss bank accounts and the like. All that money you hiding, all those tax shelters you use to get away from paying taxes, we're going to break that shit up. And you're going to pay taxes just like the guy who works every day. And if that were the case, we wouldn't have to print another dime. But we let them get away, and everybody agrees with letting them get away. The president, the last president, President Donald Trump, was asked about his evasion of paying taxes, and he says, I think that's smart that I got out of paying taxes. I think that's smart. And he even had a business school where they teach you how to find tax shelters and avoid paying taxes. There's guys on the internet who will teach you how to not pay taxes. There's guys with Bitcoin that are going to move to Puerto Rico so they don't have to pay taxes on their Bitcoin, their cryptocurrency. Avoiding taxes, if you work for a living, you don't avoid taxes. They take it, when you get your paycheck, they already took that tax out. If they take out too much, you get a tax refund at the end of the year, in February or whatever. So if you work for a living, they take your taxes right off the top. You don't get a chance to not pay taxes. They take your taxes off your paycheck, each paycheck. And if they take too much, you get a refund. So they don't do that with these guys. These guys have an opportunity to pay their taxes once a year, and they figure out a way not to. If they paid their taxes, ladies and gentlemen, the coffers would be full. With your money and their money, the coffers would be full. Now, what they seem to not get is the dynamic that I just spoke to you about, inflation. That dynamic says that money is going to be worth less if the government has to print more money. We're going to have inflation if the government introduces trillions of new dollars into the economy. All the prices are going to go up. So your money is going to buy less. Now tell me something. Wouldn't a billionaire who's able to buy $1 billion worth of stuff with $1 billion not want his $1 billion to be worth less? Because he has to pay $2 for the $3 for the $2 bread as well. Price is going to go up on billionaires. Their dollar going to get weak also. So their $3 billion might be equivalent to $1 billion if they allow for inflation, if inflation occurs. Their $1 million might be more like several thousand, $500,000 if they allow inflation to occur. So don't they see that they even though they got billions and millions of dollars, all of those dollars are going to be just as weak as mine is if inflation goes up. If they're using the same dollar, it's going to buy less. And so in order to keep their buying power as millionaires and billionaires, it would behoove them to keep the dollar strong or make it even stronger, and they can buy more with $1 million and $1 billion. They can do that by paying their taxes so the government don't have to go print more money, causing inflation. So the cause for inflation is that the government ain't got the money to do what they need to do. And so where are they going to get the money from? They're going to go to the presses and print it. Or the alternative, which they will never choose, is to go to those who got it. And so the working people of this country has made you rich, filthy rich. This other guy got a yacht that's bigger than a three-room house, that's bigger than a neighborhood, really. And they're going to the moon and shit. I mean, going in space, playing with money, while the rest of us are struggling. But we all helped them make them, everybody who helped put a Tesla car together, everybody who helped Amazon ship out goods, helping him to make that money. And now we need that money for infrastructure and this new bailout plan, but the money ain't there. It would be there, is my premise. Inflation wouldn't have to be a scare, is my premise, if indeed the wealthy paid their fair share. But who's going to ask them to come up off of that money? Who dare, with elections coming up, who dare is going to ask the wealthy to pay more in taxes? Well, Biden might try it. But you can see the dynamic there. The government ain't got enough money in taxes, so it's going to have to print money. If it had more money, it wouldn't have to print as much, if any at all. So it's feeding on itself. They avoid taxes, ha ha, good for them. And then the worth of their money, what their money will buy, falls just like my money will if inflation comes around. So why wouldn't they want to keep their dollar strong and just pay their taxes, man? I mean, do they have to pay more in taxes than keeping an offshore bank account? Or hiring a bank of lawyers, tax lawyers, to help them find tax shelters to avoid paying taxes? Does it cause more to avoid paying taxes? Hiding shit? Lying on tax forms? Than if they just paid their taxes? And so there you go. The stimulus check doesn't hurt anybody. The local businesses, the landlords, the people that the credit card company debt that they owe, if these people are getting paid because these folks couldn't pay them previously, they're going to be happy. If we don't want inflation, we need another source of money other than printing it. I submit that we make everybody pay their fair share. You don't have a choice if you work for a living. Like I said, they take your taxes out on payday. you don't get a chance to say, hey, wait a minute. They take your taxes out on payday. These guys get a chance to pay their tax, and they choose not to. They spend a bunch of money with a bunch of lawyers and tax consultants, bank accounts, offshore and other countries and shit, just to keep from paying taxes in this country. And so that results in us not having enough taxes to do what we need to do in this country, and which results in us either making them bring that money back here, pay their fair share of taxes, or we go to the printing presses. So everybody's yelling inflation. It makes sense because everybody believes that nobody is going to make it hard on the millionaires and the billionaires. You're going to get called socialist if you do that. They're going to say you're soaking the rich. You're punishing success. They got all kind of words for asking these people to pay their fair share. There was a leak the other day on the taxes that Elon Musk and this other guy, Amazon guy, these guys pay in taxes. And they pay little or nothing. And they're billionaires. And they can't come off of tax money. They'd rather buy a yacht or fly around the earth with that money. Then put it in the government coffers in the form of taxes on a regular basis, like we do. And those coffers would fill up. That would make the dollar strong. So if they got $1 billion, that $1 billion would be worth $1 billion worth of stuff. If they allow inflation to come around, that $1 billion may be worth $1 million worth of stuff. So they want to weaken their own buying power. That's what they're doing in the long run, because everybody's dollar is going to be weak if inflation hits. And so that's my rant, guys. I'm going to go ahead. We got a good little time here. So I'm going to try, if I'm still on here, I'm going to try to open up my lines. And it is a call-in show. This part of the section of the show is set aside for you. Our phone number is 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. Call me, you go straight onto the air. I also have my chat room open, so if you're in the chat and you have questions, you have comments, you have suggestions, whatever, you can put it in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. All right? I'm done with my part of this presentation. Now it's your time to shine. My lines are open. My chat room is open. It's your time to shine. I'm going to give you a little music, get you going. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. I'm your host tonight. And tonight we've been talking about that stimulus check. And oh, guys, we did have some problems with our audio tonight again. And so I hope we came through. I hope people were able to hear most of this presentation, enough where people could comment on it, understand where we were going with it. And so our whole thing tonight was with this. There are some people who said a stimulus check is bad for the U.S. economy. That was the title of the presentation, stimulus check. Is it bad for the, some say it's bad for the U.S. economy. Usually those comments are coming from the right and the conservatives. They tell me this child tax credit that just went out, these stimulus checks that's going out right now, zero Republicans voted for it. I did a presentation, a week ago or so, where I showed statistics that says that 1 in 5 American children don't know where their next meal is coming from. I did a piece on child poverty in America, in the United States, where we got billionaires and millionaires. Then 1 out of 5 kids don't know where their next meal is coming from in this country. The rise of child poverty and infant mortality, kids that don't make it past 1 year old before they die. It looked like a third world country when I looked at those stats. And now we're giving out a child tax credit, and there are people who think you shouldn't do that. It's going to destroy the economy. You give it out free money. And one of the arguments is if you give out free money, people won't want to work. I told you. Just that statement alone tells you that the premise on which people go to work is because they are desperate for work. That's what they like. They want you to have no other alternative but to come in and accept the pay they give you, the working conditions, the long hours, whatever, because you don't have a choice. Guess what happens when they give out a stimulus check? You might have a choice. That bothers corporations. They'd rather you be desperate for work. If you give people a stimulus check, they say, they won't want to work. Who does that hurt? The local store that's going to get that stimulus money? The rent man who's going to get that stimulus money? The credit card company you owe who's going to get that stimulus money? Are they going to be hurt? No, the corporation that has to advertise, have to offer incentives for you to take that job. Child care, medical care, profit sharing. They have to offer all those good deals to get you to come in and get those jobs. They don't want to have to do that. They want you desperate enough to take whatever they're willing to give you because you have no choice. What happens when you get a stimulus check? You might have options. You might have a choice. You might decide to work full-time or part-time. You might decide to leave that company and go work for another one. You might decide to open up your own business or try it yourself using your own skills. You might pursue your skills in life or your goals in life. You might have alternatives, and they don't like. That's the only reason they would declare that somebody who's getting $300 a month per kid won't want to go to work. If their kids are like the average kid, they go through a pair of shoes as they're growing up. Every year, their feet get bigger. And baby shoes cost less than grown-up shoes. And then older kids' shoes. And when they get to be teenagers, they're going to want the nicer shoes and clothes. They grow out of stuff, in other words. And so the cost of raising a kid continues to rise as they get older. They eat more. They want more. Their clothes are more expensive. They want to be on the internet. They want a cell phone. You know what I'm talking about. The cost of raising a kid goes up as the kid grows up. And so ain't nobody going to sit around with $300 a month per kid and think that they're making out like bandits and not go to work. People got hopes and dreams. They want to send their kids to college. You ain't going to do that off of a stimulus check. So the only people who are really concerned that you won't go to work if you get a check, the real people who are concerned, because who does it affect? Me, if you decide not to go to work? No. Who does it affect? The corner store where you're going to spend that money? The rent man that you're going to pay rent to? The credit card company you're going to pay them debts off to? The car company you still owe for that car? They're going to be happy. Now, the only person that's going to be upset about that is the people who didn't want you to have a choice but to come to work. People who didn't want you to have a choice but to accept what they give you for working there. Choices make them have to go to work to recruit you. They don't like that. And so the other argument is about inflation, guys. And I told you again, there would be no inflation if the wealthy paid their share of taxes. But it's okay. Our last president said it was smart that he didn't pay taxes. So if it's smart for you to not pay your taxes and wealthy people have an option, you don't. They take your taxes out the minute you get your paycheck. They already got yours. You can look at your paycheck and see they done took the taxes out already. If they take out too much, you get a refund at the end of the year. But those guys get a chance to pay their taxes, and they got offshore bank accounts. They got all kinds of shelters, tax shelters, to keep from paying any taxes. So when the government looks in its coffers for money for infrastructure, roads that are falling apart, bridges that have got your children and your family and mine driving across them every day, ain't enough money there. So what do they got to do? Either they're going to make the rich pay their fair share, or they're going to have to go print some money. Usually they end up going print some money because they're scared to offend the wealthy. They got elections coming up. They need donations. Stimulus check. There's over 3 million people now who signed a petition, some of them legislators, who want their stimulus check to come out every month, almost like a universal basic income. Oh, no, you can't give out free money like that. People won't go to work. That's a joke. And it's not only is it a joke, it don't affect anybody directly, except corporations who prefer that you have to come to this job. How can they tell you, if you don't get here on time every day, you're fired? The time you come in here late, you're fired. You either take this wage or I'll hire somebody else. They lose the ability to do that when you have options. The stimulus check would give you options, might give you options. That's another way of looking at it. My lines are still open and I still have a little more time. My chat room is still open and I'm monitoring the chat, guys. It's your time to shine. I've done my piece. I hope I've done my piece. We have some voice problems for the second time tonight. And, but I think we got things corrected now. I do believe. And so my lines are open. Area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. and my chat room is open, and I'm monitoring the chat. I'm going to give you a little music while you're thinking about talking to me. And I'll be right back.
Just a little.
Yeah.
I just want to come.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. I'm your host tonight. And just keep in mind, guys, we're here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 Central Standard Time. You never know what the subject's going to be. And so if you hit that follow button, you'll be alerted when we're on the air, when we're live. And you have a heads up on what the subject is going to be. Also, keep in mind that all of our shows are archived. And so if you're on my page, you can scroll down and you will see an on-demand section. And those are all of our previous shows, man. They go way back. Just pick a topic and you can listen to a full show at your leisure. All of them are going to be sitting there on demand. This show should be there on demand. I don't know how much of this show is going to be on demand because I had one of our listeners write in the chat that they were not getting sound. Now, this happened to me twice in the last weeks. And I'm dealing with the company on what's going on. Because everything's smooth on this side. My mic's functioning properly. I do my mic tests each time. The software tells me I'm on the air. Counting down, clock's counting down, all that good stuff. And all of a sudden, I hear that my voice is not coming through. The music comes through, no voice. And so I open up my chat early to make sure of that. And sure enough, somebody said this time that I had no sound. And that came in around 8:02 Central Standard Time. 8:02, guys. That means I was almost an hour into my show when that came in. So you guys might have missed. Wow. You guys might have missed. No, I'm sorry. Not an hour into the show. Good. All right. So it's about 20 minutes into the show that came up. And I do believe. And so I'm back, hopefully. And I was able to reiterate some of the things I talked about a little bit earlier, but I didn't go into depth. And so I hope you got enough of this to understand where we were coming from on this stimulus check issue, the pros and the cons, and who really gets hurt and why, if anyone. My lines are still open. I think I got about 10 more minutes. And so let me give you a little music. And my chat room is still open. So if you have questions or comments, you can put them in the chat. You want to call me? We could talk for a few minutes. All right? Here's a little music, and I'll be right back. Payne, and you're listening to Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. I'm the host tonight. Tonight, we've been talking about that stimulus update, that stimulus check that's just coming out, and possibility of more coming out, and the pros and cons. I want to thank everybody who listened in tonight for listening in tonight. We had a little glitch in the sound, they tell me. I'll get a chance to play this back and see exactly what happened and what that was all about. And I'll work on straightening that out, guys. In the meantime, I appreciate you for listening in. And I'll be here tomorrow night, Friday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You want to know what the topic's going to be tomorrow? Hit that follow button, and you will be alerted when we're on and when we're live. Also, there's a share button up there, guys. So if you know somebody who might be interested in the subject and looking at it from a different angle, maybe, then feel free to share it with them. That'd be great. If they have comments, I'll get those comments. There's a little comment section there. And so thank you again for listening in, guys. And I hope most of this presentation got through just fine. And if not, I may repeat this particular presentation again. I've had to do that before. So you can imagine my frustration with the system. My mic seems to be working fine, all that good stuff. Everything looks good. And then I get a notification that my sound is not coming through from one of my listeners. That happened to me a couple of times. So I'm going to work with these folks and try to work this out, guys, so that we don't have these interruptions. All right. Thank you for listening in. I want to wish everybody a good night, and thank you for listening to Revolutionary Life tonight, and I'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. I'm going to give you a little music as we go out, and I wish everybody a good night.